Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Woody Wharton, and I'm coming to you from Hope Mills, North Carolina. And tonight, it gives me extreme pleasure to introduce our host speaker. He is a great friend of mine, an author, a mentor to all the children, and the former heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, take it over.
Good evening, Woody. Hope you're feeling good. I bring greetings from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Can you hear me okay?
I got you loud and clear.
Okay, fantastic. We want to welcome folks that have chosen to call in tonight, and I want to welcome them, and thank you for those kind words. You and I have been friends a long time. Back before Christmas, you started sending me emails and text messages saying, take a look at crowdfunding. And I finally, I have a very busy schedule, and I finally took a look at it, and I made a donation to your project. And you helped me get my project page going. And you knew that I mentor kids around the country, and I'm always encouraging kids and hosting events. And I want to go ahead and let people know that I will be hosting a golf tournament in Myrtle Beach in a couple weeks. Actually, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow. And I think you're coming down, Monty, and Mark Hamlin from Richmond, Virginia is coming down. We're going to have a crowdfunding workshop on Friday night, and people can find out more about it by logging on to my website, championforkids.org. They can download a flyer, and they'll know that we're going to have it at the Clarion Hotel at 7 p.m. on Friday, the 26th of June. We're going to have refreshments, a live band, a lot of fun. We're at the age now where we need to have fun, man. And I was telling a young lady today, we had dinner. She went back to Leland, North Carolina. I'm headed back to Myrtle Beach now. And she's supposed to be on the call tonight. She does great things in the community. And I said, it's time for us to have some fun. I mean, we're at the age where we need to have fun, and people need to enjoy themselves, and they can do it with crowdfunding. This is an awesome opportunity. It's very simple, and if you like people, a passion for helping people, this is the one. I mean, this is the one. You make a one-time donation to someone's project, that they share the information with you, and that helps get your website going. And then after that, you just ask the question. Do you have anything that's near and dear to your heart that requires money? That's a very simple question, but it gets people to answer that question, and that's true. And if they do have something and they want to get involved, we just show them how to do that. We do three-way calls. We do a call like this every Friday night. Just plug your people in, and the company has videos and conference calls that they can plug in, plenty of help. There's other many more platforms with crowdfunding, but we share crowdfunding. It's a community project, and it's a good way to network with the community, and anybody can have a project, and that's what I like. You don't have to have a big name, to get it going or do something real special. This is special, but it's real simple, and it's very easy to get people involved. We'll be back to you, and if we have any folks out there that numbers you recognize, we want to get them engaged and get them communicating. I invited Grover and some of the people that I personally enrolled in this, but you can see the numbers, and if we got anybody out there, we just give them a chance to say a few words. If not, just come back, Woody, and just share anything that you'd like to share. Back to you, Woody.
All right. Thank you, Bone Crusher. I know that we have a caller on the line. I wasn't able to find out who it was. So if you're on the line right now, if you caller, who's on the line?
Well, hi, all. Steve Shulin here from Windy Hill Beach, South Carolina.
All right, Steve. How you doing this evening?
Oh, hello, James. I'm fine. Very good to hear y'all.
Okay. Is there anybody that wants to give a testimony or talk a little bit about, you know, how they got started, if you are started, or what you think about WeShare crowdfunding? Okay, I'll just take it from there. Well, Bone Crusher, you know, I got in touch with you last year, sort of end of November, beginning of December, and I was introduced to WeShare crowdfunding from a friend of mine that I've known for a while by the name of Clarence Montgomery, and we all call him Monty, but he just sent me a couple emails and was asking me if I've ever heard about WeShare crowdfunding, and he, you know, when I got the emails, I kind of didn't pay attention to them. You know, we kind of do that sometimes when people try to introduce us to something. And the reason being is because I had heard about crowdfunding before. I had actually done a crowdfunding project on another platform. And to make a long story short, I didn't make any money. I sent it to my family, friends, acquaintances, everybody on Facebook. And I still didn't make any donations, so I kind of figured crowdfunding don't work, and, you know, that's kind of what we do with things, and, you know, if we don't have luck with them the first time, so I kind of ignored his emails, and then one day he messaged me, and he said, real simply, he said, do you have anything that you need to raise money for? And I came back, and I said, yeah, I need a new bus, because before and after school center, my bus transmission here went out, and I either needed a new one or fix the transmission, and he said, WeShare can help you with that. Take a look at this video. And I watched the video, and what I saw on the video was that WeShare crowdfunding is different than regular crowdfunding on other platforms because we have a shared platform in which we build a community in which we help each other. And I called him back, and I said, hey, Monty, I think this could work. And I got started on the on Thanksgiving, and I just started introducing it to people, and Bone Crusher is one of the ones I introduced it to, and since then, I have been able to receive a lot of donations, but even better than that is we've been able to help over 200 people start their project. And those are projects that, you know, they're trying to either get out of debt. I have one gentleman that's just trying to get a van for a handicapped son. We have people that are trying to get funds to buy a house. We have people that are trying to help the veterans, people that, you know, want to donate money to the food banks and the homeless shelter. So, you know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things in the community. And, you know, that's what we're all about. You know, we're just a community of people working together, and we're trying to help each other complete their projects. And with that, Bone Crusher, I want to turn it back to you. But last thing I want to say is, you know, I truly believe that WeShare crowdfunding, everybody out there has a project. If you just sit down and think about it, you have a project. And another big one that I got going on right now is raising funds for my daughter's college tuition. She just finished her freshman year. I'm about $15,000 in the hole already, and I know that by the time she graduates, I'll be over $70,000 in debt. So, you know, that's a big one right there for a lot of people. They have no college funds, and so if they say they can't think of a project and they got kids, they need to do one for the kids' college tuition. So with that, Bone Crusher, I want to turn it back to you.
Thank you very much, Woody. And, you know, I had a chance to spend the night with my daughter, my oldest daughter, Jamie, this week up in Germantown, Maryland, and trying to get her to reach out to her nieces and nephews, and we kind of start taping, you know, as I move around and start taping my events and stuff and try to create a documentary, TV documentary that we can sell and tell and sell. And it's about meeting people at the crossroads of life and get them to make good decisions. And one of the best decisions that they could make is to start their own project with WeShare crowdfunding. With that, do you have anybody, you can see the numbers if anybody has called in that would like to share their testimony. Woody, you can see those numbers. If you see a number out there, let's try to get them on board with us and say a few words.
We just have a South Carolina number, same number that was on, and they had not said they wanted to say anything, so I believe that's about it.
We're going to, have this call every Friday night at 9 o'clock. They can call in 10 minutes early. It's a good way to get your business going, and by all means, don't try to do it by yourself. If you're new to this kind of opportunity of networking, it's not multi-level marketing, it's networking. And networking is just sharing information with like-minded people and so others can win and make money. This is very simple, very easy to do. Plug your people in through three-way calls, plug your people in through conference calls, to the company calls, to the videos, and let's win with this thing. You and I have been networking for a long time, Woody, and we've done very well with it. I believe in it, and you do too, and it will work if you do it the right way. Your thoughts on that, Woody?
Oh, yeah, truly I believe that, and we've been talking to people all the time, and, you know that we tell them, don't make it harder than it really is. Ask a question and send them to a video. It's that simple. It doesn't get any harder than that. And then if they have questions, bring them on to one of us and let us answer the question. That's how simple it is. And, crowdfunding is sweeping the nation. It's actually sweeping the whole world right now. People are doing crowdfunding for all different types of things, and the type of crowdfunding that we're doing is not the only type of crowdfunding there is. And what I like to tell people all the time is, if you want to find out about crowdfunding, just Google it. Go on to Google, type in crowdfunding. You're going to get over 30 million replies, and just take a look and find out what it's all about. Crowdfunding is real. It is actually, I truly believe, one of the best programs out there for ordinary people to be able to achieve whatever project you're trying to achieve. It doesn't matter if you're trying to get yourself out of debt, do a crowdfunding project to get out of debt. Join the community where you got people that are actually helping you try to achieve that goal. And there's not many places that you're going to go is you're going to be able to say, hey, I want to get out of debt, and people are going to be raising their hand trying to help you. That goes for whatever your project is. You'll have a team of people that are willing to help you get your project up, talk to people to show them that this crowdfunding is the thing of the future, and we just got to get people to realize now that this is it, the time is now, and let's just go do it. And with that, Paul, I'm going to throw it back to you.
Yeah, tomorrow I will be participating in a veterans golf outing here in Myrtle Beach at the Legends. And we put a young man in last week that built houses for homeless veterans, and he's going to be part of that situation tomorrow. So we should be bringing a bunch of people on board with us real soon here, create excitement. I say that we need to be excited about what we're doing, and you and I are. It's evident that we're on the call every Friday night. But one of the things that happened to new people and never not really experienced is
Soul Crusher, I think you may be going through a bad area because I've lost you totally. Are you there?
So what?
Okay, we lost you for a minute there.
Yeah, I'm driving and probably going out to pull over because I'm probably going to a bad area right now. Can you hear me now, Woody?
Yeah, I got you now, yes.
Okay, I'm going to pull over to the rest area here. I'm headed back home now to Myrtle Beach, and but there's a rest stop up here. I'm going to pull over right here. And Woody, do you have any questions for me?
No, I know everything that's going on, and I just want people to really, really take a hard look at crowdfunding, especially We Share Crowdfunding, because, you know, we know we've been doing it now for about 6 months. We know that it can change their lives in a short period of time, and they just need to get back with the person that either got them on this call tonight or told them to watch the replay and find out everything they need to know, get their questions answered, and get signed up.
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. And whatever donation that a person makes to their project, they get 100% of that. I mean, you know, if they go out and talk to people, people are committed to it, and they make a project, they get 100% on the first floor, and people that personally enroll, and then from floor to it's a shared community. So, I mean, you know, this is an awesome, awesome concept. And I think if you go out and you try to explain this thing by yourself, might get your feelings hurt and anything, but you can do everything. I mean, you win the art, the way to do that, and everything we've ever done with it. Take care of that school program and there's a way to be successful in the youth. And there's a way of years there was a way to do it. Going out by yourself, not being upline and your teammates, I think that's. What do you think about that, Woody?
Yeah, Bon, you're absolutely correct. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're brand new at it, you definitely need to lean on the people that have been doing it a little while longer than you. Even if they've been doing it, you know, 3 or 4 weeks longer than you, they know a bit more than you, and they're really considered the subject matter expert. That's why when you introduce it to somebody and they have some type of interest, you should automatically contact them with somebody that has a little more experience than you because they've probably heard some of the excuses or some of the questions that brand new person is going to ask that's looking at it. And you haven't yet heard those questions. So when they ask them to you and you're not able to answer them, you know, then that's when people, like you said, they kind of get their feelings hurt. So definitely we need to use that third person to come on in or that subject matter expert to come on in and do the work for you. And then it makes it so much easier for you to be able to do that. You know, it takes all the pressure off of you. You introduce them, they're interested, you get them on the phone, online, on a three-way call with somebody with more experience and let them do all the hard work. And you're absolutely correct, Bone Crusher. That's exactly what we need to be doing.
Yeah, I don't see, you know, a new person, just get on board. I mean, just make sure this. And you know, a lot of times people will say, put 100 names down there and a time that we can give those people a call. But I always believe in make a short list, people that you know personally, and let someone else explain it as an expert, and then there'll be three people there on the line at the same time in introduction. You know, we've been doing networking ever since, I know I have, since I was in the first grade. And in the first grade, I was introduced to people that I didn't know, and that's all this is. I mean, just introducing people to what we're doing let them know it's a good thing, and we got somebody else that can explain it. And if we do that, Woody, we can get this thing really popping in our community, really popping, in a simple. Don't try to do it. What time do you have, Woody? We can make this short if you want to, but I think so. We need to really invite people to this Friday night call. I think we got people. I know we have busy schedules. Visit anybody, but I think for 30 minutes at least once a week, a great opportunity to continue and invite and let someone else do the heavy lifting. And that's what we're doing now. We're having a conversation on a call that anybody can call in from anywhere, and we're doing the heavy. If a person agreed to join the team, it'll be part of our team as well, but we want personally sponsor the people. So we need to make sure that everybody understands that this is one tool that we can use, and it's available every Friday night at 9 o'clock, and it's a matter of just calling in and inviting you people and folks that understand what's going on that's making money more. Back to you for a little bit. What do you some more your thoughts and suggestions? And I want to again say thank you for introducing this. And
yeah. Well, you know, I want to go back and talk about what you said about making that 100 name list. You know. I've come to find out through experience that if you tell somebody to sit down and make a 100-name list, I know a lot of the experts out there, they say that, but most people will not sit down and make that list. And it really hindered them on getting started on whatever they're doing. And it's just because they don't want to put people on a list or they prejudge. And it's really hard to put 100 people on a list. But, you know, just like Monty always says, is, you know, we need to talk to, you know, the 10 people that you know, the 10 people that you break bread with, the 10 people that you invite over to your house to the barbecue, you know, the 10 people that you invite to your kid's birthday parties. Those are the 10 people we need to talk to. And we can continue making 100-name list and keep adding to it. But we first need to talk to the people that you know because, again, we're building a community of people to share these donations with, and who better to share them with than people that you actually know, whether it be friends, relatives. You know, those are the ones we want to talk to right off the bat. I mean, as soon as a person really, really comes in the program, you know, what we should be doing is saying, okay, who's the 10 people you're going to invite to your barbecue if you were going to have one next Saturday? And those are the 10 people that we need to contact with, you know, within the next 24 to 48 hours. It's plain and simple, and you know, if we can do that, we will be able to see a lot of growth because we'll be taking action. And what happens with a lot of people is they want to take action, but they really don't. You know, they spend a lot of time doing other things like making lists and business cards and flyers and posters, and but they're really not doing the actions that are conducive to introducing this program to new people and people who really need it. So. I really like that you said that, you know, we don't need to do that 100-name list right off the bat. But, you know, I truly believe we just need to talk to the 10 people that you're going to invite to your house. Those are people that you trust. And let's go talk to them and show them we share crowdfunding.
And
that's
you
all
probably,
I got, Cole, question.
Yeah, and you probably know those names and numbers without looking up. And because, you know, the people you used to calling. And they used to call you and number, you know?
Yep, truthfully.
If you don't see any other names out there, numbers, and we get moving closer, and don't forget, I'm counting on you, Monty, to be with on the 26th and 27th in Myrtle Beach.
We'll be there.
All right,
sir.
Brother. Have a good night.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.